Hello, I'm Todd Harding, and our podcast, Fort Collins Heating On Air. You can find the podcast on our website at fortcollinsheating.com. Just look under the About Us tab. And this morning, my special guest is Brian Larson. Brian is the new QA specialist, but he has been around for a long time in HVAC. Brian, give us a little bit of history about what you've done in the HVAC world.
Started off with going into the warehouse, been doing it for almost 25 years now. Worked in every department that has to do with HVAC and just love it and keep doing it for another 20 years, hopefully.
All right, so what is a QA specialist? That's what you are now.
So what we do is after we do an install, we come in and make sure that all your pressures are correct and make sure that your system is running properly. There's no gas leaks, a lot of safety, CO detectors are in place, and make sure that your system is running efficiently as it possibly can.
You have done other jobs, though, in HVAC. Talk about that a little bit.
Correct. We did a lot of installs for residential and commercial buildings. Also did a lot of retrofit of replacing systems. Over the years, seen quite a bit of variance in how things have been changing over the years.
Do you think that Fort Collins Heating and Air Conditioning may be a little bit unique in doing the quality assurance that we do?
Absolutely. I've worked for a lot of companies. This is the first one that actually has this where we do it. I don't know of any other company in town that does this. You have to call a specialist in to do it, and it's something that I find very unique and very worth the coming to Fort Collins Heating and Air, I guess you should say.
Yeah, it certainly adds value to when you buy a furnace or an air conditioner from Fort Collins Heating and Air. And speaking of air conditioners, we are just about into the air conditioning season, aren't we?
Yes, we are. It's a good time to maybe think about getting your system checked out before the heating season, because you never want it to go out on that hot, hot day, which is typically what happens.
Well, typically what happens is the first 90-degree day, we get about a million calls, and everyone says, it's an emergency. My AC doesn't work. So it's a good idea to call us up before that happens and get it checked out, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's hard when it gets to that 90-degree day because it's sometimes 2 to 3 weeks out before we could even get you, and that's most of the companies in town.
So what do we do when we perform an ultimate tune-up?
So what we do is we go in and we check all of your electrical components and make sure that they're amping out correctly, the volts are correct, make sure that your charge on your air conditioner is right and that it's operating correctly. So when it does come to that hot, hot day, you're nice and cool.
What happens if you go a couple of years without doing one of these tune-ups?
So if you go a couple of years without one of these, you're going to get a lot of gunk on the outside of the air conditioner coil. And what happens is it can't breathe, and so a lot of systems will freeze up because the refrigerant can't move and go from a liquid state to a back to its vapor state to keep you cool. So we like to prevent that, and it also makes the lifespan of your system last a lot, lot longer if you do this every year.
I'm sure you've seen some situations with air conditioners where you were just like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of stuff that we've seen before. Not here, but another technician in Texas was changing his charge out, and he was wearing gloves, and after he got done washing the coil off, he was undoing his refrigerant lines, and his hands actually got stuck to the copper pipe where we had to call the ER and cut the pipe and take him to the ER. He turned out okay, but yeah, he was a little embarrassed on that one.
Now, there are steps you can take to avoid that sort of thing. Am I right?
Yes, correct. Yeah, now we have different hoses that we can use to shut the Freon off so it doesn't have, when you're unscrewing it from the line, it doesn't have a lot of blowback on you, and it prevents that from happening anymore.
bottom line is we have professionals here at Fort Collins Heating and Air Conditioning who take the proper steps. Safety is paramount.
Number one.
Yeah. I mean, we make sure that the customer is safe. We make sure that the technician is safe. And then we make sure that everything is taken care of as far as your equipment.
Correct. Yeah. That's why we have meetings every week with the service and our installers. And we go over all the safety. We actually read a safety note before we even start the meeting. And very, very safe. We make sure that the customer's safe, we're safe, because we want to keep doing this for all of our homeowners.
Yeah, we're not freezing guys to our machinery, all right? I'm just letting you know. Well, Brian, thank you so much for coming in today, man.
Thank you very much for the time.
Brian Larson is our QA specialist here at Fort Collins Heating and Air Conditioning. I am Todd Harding, and thanks for listening to our podcast, Fort Collins Heating on Air.